Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Happy Friday, New England. We did it. What a historic Friday this is. You can take your masks off if you are fully vaccinated, if you have your vaccine passport, if you have your papers, please. So congratulations to all of those people. You are now given the freedom and the right to do that, according to Joe Biden. Now, we are going to get into that because it was really a who's who of complete loonies when it comes to the hot takes after this CDC announcement. Everyone from Rachel Maddow to Joe Biden to Nicole Wallace to randoms on Twitter, everyone had something to say about this. And the overall theme I saw was, that's nice, but I'm not ready yet to take my mask off, which I have plenty to say about that. But what came across my desk, courtesy of my producer this morning, was a piece of writing. And it's not often that I belly laugh. You know, I'm not one of those people who laughs a lot. This did it. This piece from the New York Times is so absurd, so laughable, that I have to share it with you guys. And I don't think we're going to be able to do it in just the opening monologue. I think we're going to have to break this up piece by piece, detail by detail. It is that dense and it is that important. Now, the title is Beneath Joe Biden's Folksy Demeanor, A Short Fuse and an Obsession with Details. But I'm reading this piece and, you know, I'm laughing and enjoying it. They really try to make Joe Biden out to be JFK or FDR or somebody. I don't even know who they're trying to compare him to, Socrates. But they don't, the press once again is proving they don't just think you're not paying attention. They think you are stupid. They think you are dense. Because if they really believe that you are going to buy this after what you've seen with your own eyes, their level of respect for you is beyond low. It's rock bottom. It's what's the Wizard of Oz saying? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Don't pay attention to the ramblings of this feeble old man. Pay attention to what Michael Shear and Katie Rogers and Annie Carney from the New York Times are telling you. And how wonderful he is. And I thought, you know, I'm a theater major. I'm a thespian. And I thought, we need to give it the attention it deserves. And so we're gonna turn this into a little bit of performance art, this reading of Beneath Joe Biden's Folksy Demeanor. Let's take it from the top, Jared. The commander-in-chief was taking his time, as usual. Now, I'm going to skip around here just so you guys know, because there's too much to unpack. He has a kind of mantra. You can never give too much detail, Mr. Sullivan said. Quick decision-making is not Mr. Biden's style. His reputation as a plain-speaking politician hides a more complicated truth. Before making up his mind, the president demands hours of detail-laden debate from scores of policy experts. Taking everyone around him on what some in the West Wing refer to as a Socratic journey before arriving at a conclusion. Those trips are often difficult for his advisors, who are peppered with sometimes obscure questions.
Where am I here? Let me see.
Avoiding Mr. Biden's ire during one of his decision-making seminars means not only going beyond the vague talking points that he will reject, but also steering clear of responses laced with acronyms or too much policy minutia.
That's why I'm asking people to continue to follow the CDC guidelines.
Which will prompt an outburst of frustration, often laced with profanity.
Come on, man.
Let's talk plain English here. He will often snap. What emerges is a portrait of a president with a short fuse who is obsessed with getting the details right.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Sometimes to a fault, including when he angered allies and adversaries alike by repeatedly delaying a decision on whether to allow more refugees into the United States. On policy issues, Mr. Biden, 78, takes days or weeks to make up his mind as he examines and second-guesses himself and others.
What is needed to allow us to move back into the JOPCA so that we're part of it again?
Those closest to him say Mr. Biden is unwilling or unable to skip the routine. Mr. Biden could fall victim to the same fate as Barack Obama, though he has far more experience governing than Mr. Obama did in 2009. So far, the Biden administration has moved quickly to confront the nation's challenges, even as Mr. Biden's own deliberations can linger, often prompting...
And listen to Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci assured me that COVID-19 vaccines were safe.
Often prompting calls as late as 10:30 or 11 p.m. as he gets ready for the next morning. The president arrives in the Oval Office for a series of scheduled meetings around 9:30.
And first, where are we?
After exercising and making the short trip from the residence, often flanked by his German shepherds, Champ and Major.
He was going home. I didn't banish him to home.
At one point, Mr. Biden lectured a group of veteran Foreign Service officers and policy advisors on the nuances of Mr. Putin's personality and tried to channel the Russian leader's thinking. His conclusion? Mr. Putin wants his rivals to be blunt with him. For as much as Mr. Biden projects an aura of ease with his frequent backslapping and references to Irish poetry and liberal use of the phrase, come on, man. His aides say it takes a lot of behind-the-scenes work to prepare him to project an assured demeanor.
Come on, man.
He never erupts into fits of rage the way President Donald J. Trump did. And the current president rarely exhibits the smoldering anger or sense of deep disappointment that advisors to Mr. Obama became familiar with. But several people familiar with the president's decision-making style said Mr. Biden was quick to cut off conversations. He would hang up the phone on people who he thought was wasting his time.
You're a one-horse pony.
You become so hyper-prepared, said Dylan Lowe, a former speechwriter for Mr. Biden. I've got to answer every conceivable question he can come up with. There's so many questions.
Where am I here? Let me see.
I'm opening up. Okay. I don't want people to think this is still the New York Times. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to continue with this because it gets into the real stuff that people care about. It really does. It gets to the heart of so many of the issues we are facing. No, I'm not talking about inflation. No, I'm not talking about gas lines. No, I'm not talking about foreign policy. But it does break down what Mr. Biden likes to eat and what wine Jill Biden enjoys. And of course, their favorite flavor of ice cream. And that's the kind of stuff that on this Friday at the Grace Curley Show, I need you guys to know. 844-500-4242. Call in. Tell us what you think. Are you moved by this? Is it nice to know that even though on the outside we might see a guy who's falling apart, inside the White House, when he's walking around with his mask on and trying to avoid Major's poop on the floor, Mr. Biden is as sharp as a tack. He can't get anything past him. You need to be prepared for every conceivable question that this man can come up with. I feel a lot better. I really do. And I hope you guys do too. 844-500-4242. We will be back with more of Biden's West Wing. This is a new series brought to you by The Grace Curley Show, and we hope you're enjoying it. We have tons of sound to get to, tons of stories. Rachel Maddow has a take on masking, and so does Nicole Wallace. And, you know, I was disagreeing today. I was talking to Tom Shattuck, and he said to me, it's so pathetic that people are, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he said it's lame that people are celebrating this mask. Like, you never had to wear a mask if you didn't want to. And I said, yeah, but what's worse is the people who think that they're really doing something by never taking the masks off. Those are the people for me. The ones who are commenting, thanks, but no thanks. I'll keep my mask on. Those Karens are the ones where I'm like, whew, you are so lost in this. There is no turning back. We will be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. It is Friday, so I'll take your calls on whatever you want, but we're going to keep talking about Joe Biden. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show, and I will get back to that piece in a little bit. There's still stuff about his daily diet and what he likes to eat. And I don't think we can spare the details. I, like President Biden, am detail-oriented. I'm laser-focused on all of the details. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here, and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE to save $10 off their lowest sale price. That's EdenPure.com, code word GRACE. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Who had the wackiest no more masks response? Was it Joe Biden, where you've earned the right to take the mask off? Joe Scarborough, who'll still wear it on buses? Nicole Wallace, who wants you to carry the burden for society, or Rachel Maddow, who needs to rewire her brain?
Well, Jared, and I don't mean to insult you because obviously your voice is lovely, but I think since we have this sound, we should give everyone a taste of what the nut jobs are saying. Let's start with, you know, since I just spent the first 20 minutes talking about him, let's start with POTUS. He was greeting us with some good news, cut 16.
You've earned the right to do something that Americans are known for all around the world. Greeting others with a smile. With a smile.
When did we lose the right? You know, I wasn't told about that when we lost it. And I would have liked to have known, because this whole time I thought I still had the right to do that. Little did I know I was, what, breaking the law or the mandates?
No right is absolute. Come on, man.
That is very true. All right, so that's Biden. And I'm curious. I want you guys to weigh in. You know, do you think that these are, because the media is not real life and politicians are not real life. Do you think these reactions are just insane and virtue signaling, or do you think they reflect what actual people are thinking? All right, now, not to be outdone, this is my number one contender right now. Rachel Maddow from MSNBC, she had to say this about the good news about the mask mandates being lifted, cut 10.
Part of it is that I feel like I'm going to have to rewire myself so that when I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I don't instantly think you are a threat or you are selfish or you are a COVID denier and you definitely haven't been vaccinated. I mean, we're going to have to rewire the way that we look at each other, because the CDC's guidance, which she just told me we are sure, is that if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask except in very specific circumstances. And so that means as we change that as a country, we are going to look at each other differently and have to unwire our preconceptions about what a mask or a lack of a mask means. President Biden spoke to that a little bit today, asking for people to, President Biden actually and Dr. Fauci both spoke to that today, asking for people to essentially be patient, be compassionate, give people respect for whatever they decide on this front, because with this changing guidance, we're going to now have changing norms, and we got to give each other space to have feelings about that as we go through what's going to be a big change that's going to create a lot of visceral a lot of visceral reaction in a lot of us just in our day-to-day lives. It's a big day, big change.
What? That's got to be, I don't know what Nicole Wallace is about to say. I've heard Joe Scarborough's, but that has to win because she's not only talking about rewiring her brain. It's like, oh, so Joe Biden told you that you can't hiss and boo at people on the street who don't have a mask on. So now you're going to try to change that reaction. Why is that your reaction? You are a sick, sick puppy. If that is your reaction, why is your brain wired like that to begin with, Rachel? That is the wackiest thing she's ever said. And she has had entire segments devoted to Trump's tax returns that he talked about on the opening of his Apprentice show. So she's been wacky before. She was a big believer in the Russian hoax. Keep that in mind. And this still trumps anything she said about that. Oh my gosh. The level of Trump derangement. You know that expression, the best revenge is living well? These people think the best revenge against Donald Trump and against Trump voters is wearing dirty, gross masks on their faces until the end of time. And I just want to let them know, you can do that if you like. I don't care. If you think you're sticking it to Grace Curley by picking up that dirty mask off your car floor and walking around the supermarket in it, go for it. Go for it. I do whatever you want. They're going to wear these. They think it's like a big bleep you to all of us redneck Republicans. It's not. We're just so happy to be breathing in the fresh air. I love getting that fresh oxygen in. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to enjoy it. John Kerry's trying to get rid of oxygen by what, 2030? I'm trying to get it all in now. I'm sorry, Jared. It's Friday. I'm just going off here. Let's also play Nicole Wallace, cut 11.
I mean, why is it controversial for, I mean, I understand, you know, a right to privacy and a right to freedom, but I don't have a right to go to my workplace unvaccinated. I don't have a right to send my kid to school without testing him to make sure he doesn't become a vector for disease. I mean, has this debate gone too far? People, sure, you can do what you want, but it doesn't mean you get to go on with your pre-pandemic life if you're not willing to carry your burden in society.
Can you imagine if they were saying this about when illegal aliens come over and their kids are unvaccinated with like measles? Can you imagine Nicole Wallace said that? She would be so canceled. She would be canceled faster than you can say woke. I mean, that is hate speech. Now, of course, she's saying it because she's assuming that all these people who are walking around unvaccinated and not carrying their burden of society, she assumes they're all bitter clingers and, like I said before, Mountain Dew chugging rednecks. So it's okay for her to say it. But if this were reversed, woo, that would be a doozy. And last but certainly not least, Joe Scarborough, cut 15.
If you're on airplanes, if you're on buses, if you're on public transportation, wear the mask. You still are expected to wear the mask. And actually, for your own health, you should still wear the mask. I got to say, in the future, I mean, I haven't gotten the flu in a year. Why am I going to stop wearing a mask on planes? That's just right. Makes good common sense.
You know what I say? You're never fully dressed without a smile. I'm going to be my best accessory from here. My mom used to say my hair is my best accessory. No, mom, my smile is now my best accessory. Smile big, smile bright, everyone.
Nicole Wallace is in the lead right now at 36%.
No, I refuse.
Rachel Maddow is at 32%.
Rachel's got to take the win on this. We'll be back. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Now, if you haven't been watching CNN for the last few days, you might have missed the drama, the infighting, the civil war, the disarray involving Liz Cheney and the GOP. But I have good news. Representative Elise Stefanik from New York was chosen to replace Liz Cheney as GOP House Conference Chair. Very excited about that. She's good at what she does. She knows how to fundraise. She knows how to stay on message. And that's what the job is, unfortunately. Unfortunately for Liz Cheney, the job of writing hate pieces about Donald Trump in the Washington Post is a job that's already been taken by Jennifer Rubin. But I'm sure CNN will have an opening very soon for Liz Cheney. So we wish her the best. Now, beyond that, I do have to say there was another funny take on the mask mandates being lifted. This one really made me laugh. This is from the New York Post. It says, Governor Cuomo says New York isn't ready to follow federal advice on going maskless. This guy is just a complete disaster. He just does whatever he thinks will make him seem like he's smarter than everyone else. Like, oh, they're saying that, but not here in New York. We're really going to think this over. Now, keep in mind, in March, when all the reports started coming out, the mushrooming scandals about his sexual harassment allegations, he was trying to explain away why he has a tendency to inappropriately touch people. And he actually gave an example where he said, just last week, I was with a bunch of pastors and I was hugging them. And that was in March. So he wasn't social distancing in March. He was hugging clergymen. But now he's telling us that after the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Impending Doom Walensky and Dr. You know what I really should call her? Dr. Lewinsky. That's what Dr. Fauci called her yesterday. And the expert in chief, Dr. Fauci, when they finally decided that the mask can be lifted, Andrew Cuomo's not so sure. You know, he'd rather play this one safe than sorry. Anthony, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Grace, this mask thing was a stunt, and it's been a political stunt. They've hit critical mass with the vaccines across the U.S., and you notice it was a carrot. If you get vaccinated, then you won't have to wear the mask, right?
Right.
So they've hit critical mass with the vaccine. There's only one way that they can ascertain if you've been vaccinated, and they have to ask you. And a company, your company can, your employer, but you cannot be asked any medical questions if you go in, have you been vaccinated? I'm waiting for the first woman to ask me, have you been vaccinated? I said, have you had your Gardasil shot for your HPV? That's just the way I'm going to go. If you're going to play this game. But anyway,
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. It's HIPAA. You don't go around asking people, you know, about their medical conditions. You shouldn't ask people. I never asked anybody about their vaccine status before this.
No. And what's happening, and I've called several governors' offices, the governor of Vermont, Massachusetts. Well, it's up to the businesses if they want to wear the mask, if they want to employ the mask mandate. I said, so if an owner wants to ban people who are vaccinated and have the mask, is that okay? They're like, oh. I said, I thought you said it's the owner's choice. Either it is or it isn't. This is a political thing. And they've been getting so much pressure, so now they've left it up to the businesses to enforce upon the public. Employers can do what they want. They can tell you, you have to come in mask forever. But there's going to be a problem because there's no science behind it. You cannot. All these woke restaurant owners are all adamant about, we still want you to wear the mask, but they're filling up their seats, full capacity. And I said, I walked into a place. I said, I thought COVID safety was distancing and masking. How come your employees aren't distancing over there in the kitchen? I thought you cared about safety. I said, maybe I should file a complaint against you. We have to out-Karen these people. And Baker, like I said, was seen at the Worcester Red Sox game with the two woke owners of the Red Sox at a golf tournament, maskless, taking selfie pictures. Not one reporter had the temerity to even say, hey, what's going on there, Baker? You know what I mean? There's no science behind this now. It's a joke, and they're going to leave it up to the woke businesses, and people need to start protesting these woke businesses, because you can't tell me that you have to wear the mask for safety walking in, right? But there's people sitting down in groups of 10, 20 of a full restaurant chewing. You said it a million times. The vaccine only knows you when you're 6 foot high instead of at 4 feet. Come on. It's a scam.
Anthony, I'm going to make a request of you right now. I would like you to call in at least once a week, because you just summarized exactly how I feel in like 45 seconds. There were so many good points there. I thank you for the call. Please call in again. He's absolutely right. And I really hope that that starts happening. I really hope that certain restaurants lift everything and let people decide, and that they get more customers than the woke restaurants do, because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. But here's where I'll disagree, and I'd be curious what the callers think. 844-500-4242. If we have any other Anthonys out there, please call in. He was fabulous. But I'm curious if other people get the sense that I think these restaurant owners, I think that they, even the woke ones, even the ones who, you know, were kind of on board with all of this nonsense in the beginning. I think they're over it. And I think that I always make this point, but it's something I see more and more, especially now that all of the ramifications of the Biden administration are upon us. I think for a lot of people, you don't realize how dangerous some policies are until they affect you directly. I tell that to people all the time. I go, why does something have to be in your backyard for you to see the problem with it? Why can't you see it? Why can't you have a little bit of vision and see, you know, you see a mother whose kid gets hit by an illegal alien in a car accident. Yeah, maybe it's in Texas, but you can't see how at some point that could be in your own backyard, that situation. I always wish people had more of a vision. And the truth is that these restaurant owners, I see it all the time. I follow restaurants on Instagram, and these people are woke, like very good Democrat, Biden supporting people. And now they're messaging Charlie Baker on Instagram going, why can't we open? Why can't we open? And I'm thinking, well, this is the problem. Do you see now why other people voted for Donald Trump? Do you see how excessive, overbearing government can affect your life in a negative way? And I hate to see it because I don't care about your political affiliation. I don't like to see businesses suffer. I don't like to see people's hard work, you know, get sucked down the drain. But it will be interesting to see because this is something that restaurant owners and small business owners will not forget. This is a time in their careers that is really traumatizing, and it's been really hard for them. And I have to imagine the old adage is a Republican is a Democrat who's been mugged. These restaurant owners must feel like they've been mugged at this point. They have been disregarded and condescended to and just treated like absolute trash. So if that doesn't wake you up to what's happening politically, then you're hopeless. Like there's no shot. David, go ahead. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show.
Thanks, Grace. I just wanted to say a week or so ago, I observed at a restaurant, a large body of Harvard graduates, postgraduates having a dinner at a restaurant celebrating their graduation. And I noticed shortly after they were there, they all had their masks off, all mingling amongst one another, and without any regards whatsoever for the corridor. What's going on here? Now, you think that would be infuriating? You think that people should be infuriated against Dr. Fauci with his connections with the Wuhan lab, the financial secondary connections he's had? It's been known since January. Steve Hilton did a program on it. And it just seems like they're just starting to realize now this is old news, his financial connections with the Wuhan lab, like this mad scientist experimenting on this virus. And we have all these problems, and all the businesses, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, and I totally get your frustration, David, but where my frustration really lies with, and I say this all the time, and I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but my frustration always falls towards the media because for a lot of people, if you're up to date enough, if you know the sources to go to, if you know the people who you can trust, that's one thing. But for young people, for people my sister's age, they get the pings on their phone from CNN and that's it. So they would have no idea about gain of function research. They would have no idea about the Russia hoax. They would have no idea about, you know, the anonymous sources from The Atlantic and from, you know, all these different publications that ended up being totally bogus. They don't have any idea about the updates and the corrections and the real stories. They just get the first story and they run with it. And Donald Trump said the press is the enemy of the people. And it took me a while, but damn, he was 1,000% right. And they prove it over and over and over again every single day. They never hated Donald Trump as much as they hate us. And that just becomes more and more clear. Jim, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Grace. I wanted to give some quotes of information from the CRC Handbook of Chemistry and Physics, which defines the distance between molecules, which is the distance a molecule travels before it gets close enough to another molecule in the air to affect its momentum or velocity, or
Okay, but yeah. Jim, put it, as Joe Biden would say, put it in plain English for me. What's the point?
Sure.
Okay, molecules have to travel an average of 69.1 nanometers before they hit another molecule.
Okay.
The virus is 125 nanometers in diameter. So a hole that the virus could just squeeze through would allow so few molecules to go through it that you'd suffocate rather quickly.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. And so basically you're giving us the flip side of Fauci's droplet theory, which is good to know, Jim. I appreciate the call. See, I'm not that's a little beyond me. You know, I'm quoting Joe Biden today, but that's beyond my pay grade. He said that yesterday about Liz Cheney and that whole drama. He said that's above my pay grade. Well, the molecules and the atoms, that's a little above my pay grade. And it's not just Democrats. Look at Charlie Baker. I know we all consider him a Democrat at this point, but the way he talked about restaurants in his press conferences, he couldn't have given two bleeps about restaurants. It was like it was a second thought. It wasn't part of his priorities at all. And I just think that that's something as business people you remember. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. And when you do, pollen enters, especially on a day like today. It's gorgeous out, but you roll down your car windows, Jared. I'm assuming you're going to start sneezing and coughing.
Oh, absolutely. The eyes will start watering. The nose gets stuffed up. The throat gets scratchy, all that good stuff. But I don't roll down the windows in my car because in my car is an Eden Pure Thunderstorm, which you can actually plug into your car. It's great. It's got a cable. You just plug into a USB port and it ionizes and super oxygenates the air around you. So you are breathing clean air. You don't have to worry. It gets rid of pollutants, gets rid of allergens. It can get rid of viruses, odors. Anything nasty in the air is gone and you are breathing fresh, clean air. And that is huge for people who have trouble breathing this time of year.
Yeah, sometimes I pop it on in the house before I leave if I just cook something. And when I come back, it just you couldn't even smell a trace of whatever you cooked. It's a really incredible device. It's very small, like Jared said. No air filters are required, which is great if you are lazy like me. And it's a great product. People love it. My friends have about five of them in their house right now, and they just can't get enough. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE, and you will save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE. I see you guys on the phone lines. We are going to get to you, 844-500-4242. I'm glad people want to talk about this. I'm sure everyone's in a good mood. One, it's Friday. Two, we're going mask-free. And three, you know, my masterpiece theater about this Joe Biden story is not over. And if that's not a tease, Jared, I don't know what is. We will be back. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley, she's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler in For the Boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
People have to make their own personal choice. What you heard from Dr. Lewinsky, well, it is the recommendation based on science.
I did not take recommendations from that woman, Dr. Lewinsky. All right, so I'm reading here from Channel 7, former Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa convicted on 21 of 24 charges, including wire fraud, filing false tax returns, and extortion. You know what that means, Jared. One, they're going to play the Batman sound because Jaisal had a Batman watch. And two, Howie Carr is going to have a phenomenal show.
Yes.
Those are two things I can guarantee you. All right, now before I go to break, I do want to take your calls. I want to read a little bit more from this New York Times piece, which I'm in awe of. I'm in awe that people type this out and really buy it. And not that they buy it, but they expect other people to buy it. John, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Grace.
Hey, what's going on?
Yes, this mask mandate. Well, one thing that people don't realize is that we're suffering more, especially here in your Eden Pure commercials, we're suffering more from allergies. and my chiropractor is very much into the science and reads all the science. She's saying that we're suffering more because of the allergies because we're wearing masks and because we're not sharing adaptogens. Therefore, our bodies are not able to adapt, so we're all suffering more from the allergies.
Well, I honestly, and I'm not a doctor, as some listeners have pointed out. I don't even play one on TV. But I always thought it was kind of weird, especially when it gets nice out and you see people with masks on. I remember one time I was in Palm Beach with Howie and the mailroom manager, and we were out to lunch outside, and it was like 80 degrees out. And there was this older woman, this beautiful older lady, and she had on the mask, the gloves, the sunglasses, and everything. And I was just like, you know, I'm not a medical expert, but I feel like if you're 80 years old out in the hot sun, it might benefit your body to take in a couple of breaths of fresh air. When I was little, and my mom's also not a doctor, but she would always say to me when I didn't feel well, go sit outside, go sit in the sun, you know, go take in a couple, get outside. Sometimes the fresh air helps. I do tend to think there's something there. Sitting around with a rag on your face day in and day out just doesn't make much sense to me. But then again, I'm not a Socratic. Is that the word? Socratic. See, right there. And that's how you know I'm not. I'm not like Joe Biden. Russ, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Russ.
Crack, you never go back.
You know, Grace, I live by one rule, and I've lived by it for years. Germ avoidance. That's the name of the game. The sad part of these masks, too many people depend on government hacks for their own safety on whether they should wear a mask or not wear a mask. Regardless, if I'm in a crowd of people, I will wear a mask. If I cannot keep a 6-foot distance away from people, I will wear a mask. Now, it's not only COVID, but I want to avoid getting the regular flu.
You can do whatever you want, Russ. But like my whole thing is I'm 28 years old. And as much as you have a right to wear a mask wherever you want, I have a right to not wear a mask. I have a right to breathe in the fresh air and smile and wear my red lipstick. And I know what Rachel Maddow is going to think when she sees me walking down the street. She's going to go, selfish monster woman. But I don't care. All right, when we get back, Emerald Robinson from Newsmax is going to give us all the dish on the Biden White House. I can't wait. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.